It's time for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, first of all, congratulations. I know that every win matters, but given the circumstance and everything that's transpired, this one has to feel a little bit more.
You know, I mentioned to the team yesterday that we had gotten better significantly from our Sunday performance, what we did on Wednesday, and we were ever so close. And we actually held St. Bonaventure to 10 points in the last 16 and a half minutes, which is an extraordinary, extraordinary accomplishment against a great offensive team. And you guys have given me confidence by how you have performed just in that 72-hour time period. And they came to practice, and they worked, and they went on a court, and, boy, they grinded it out today. And it was a grind-out game. Every cut, every catch, every pass, every dribble was challenged in so many ways. And positive assist-turnover ratio and – we had beat on the boards, but I tell you what, despite all the offensive rebounds they got, despite the times we fouled them, we never relented, and we kept going and kept going and kept going. And I think we had to lead the whole second half. Is that I think it was.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about VCU's aggressive defense, they tightened up and went full court man-to-man for most of that second half. Did that allow you guys more opportunities off the cuts to get to the basket and find some openings?
And it did, and it takes two people on that situation. And it takes a guy cutting to the basket and cutting with pace to the basket, but it also takes that guy finding the guy cutting to the basket. And they have such a great break on the ball and terrific length, and realize what a dramatic difference this is between the switching team of St. Bonaventure and this denial team of VCU. And for our guys to be able to transition to that kind of offensive attack, I was delighted.
And coach, we saw in that first half there were a number of run out opportunities that you guys were able to seize and get in the basket.
Great credit to Kevin, the scout of this particular game, and the idea of arm length was important for us. We had to have our arms out, and whenever we did have our arms out, good things happened. When we didn't, not so good things happened. So we'll have quite a few video clips to hammer that point home.
You were able to set the pace a little bit in that first half. First 4 points came from Luka Brajkovic inside. Talk about his play down the stretch, the big buckets that he converted.
Well, you know, we felt we can go to him, and we felt we needed to go to him, and his touch was absolutely sensational inside. And he made some big baskets against a guy who did a great job with his arm bar, a great job with his holding his ground, and yet Luka somehow managed to get that shot off and 7 for 9. And I think he was 7 for 7 from two. Yep, so all seven shots he took from two-point range he made.
And Sam Menenga, a guy that had struggled, he hadn't scored coming into this game off the pause. He had some big shots as well.
Well, he hit that big three, of course. Then he had the dunk, and then he had the three-point conventional play in the first half. So I thought Sam really responded to the situation of not feeling good and confident about how he was playing. And that's one of the challenges with these guys. They want to do so well. They are on such a quest and a mission for success and excellence. And when they get something that just doesn't go their way, they lose a little bit of that confident edge. And I'm delighted to see that confidence that they gave me, I guess, mirrored right back to them, because they played with confidence down a stretch tonight. And, you know, we have been struggling at the foul line, and then at the end of the game, we get Lee makes two, and Mike makes two, and Kellen makes two. We make six foul shots down a stretch.
That was my next question about the free throws, coach. Is there any reason for the inconsistency, or is it just the way that the year has gone?
This might sound crazy, and I'm looking for every reason why. Pre-COVID days, we would spend September shooting our foul shots on outdoor courts. So winds and hard baskets and no nets. And we did that pre-COVID, you know, before COVID came around. And because we're so limited in terms of the time and those facilities were closed, we couldn't use those with the – they had garbage bags over the rims. So we didn't do that. Now, is that the reason? I don't know. But we certainly have shot at a lower clip than we normally have. And tonight, when it counted, we got those six that we needed.
How pleased were you overall with how your team handled their pressure?
I don't believe that our turnovers were on the pressure that we faced. I think there might have been one where we threw an errant pass. But I thought for the most part, our handling of the pressure was pretty good. And that required Mike Jones. Mike Jones came up and handled the ball flawlessly and then delivered, I'm not sure, was it Lee or Kellen who made that corner three. But Mike was the point there. On several occasions, Lee was the point. I loved our conversion. I loved the fact that they pressed us and our rhythm continued, our flow continued. And that's, again, a credit to the coaching staff who prepared our guys to do that, and they were marvelous at the way they did that.
And finally, Coach, because it is senior day, and we've talked about it throughout the week, your three seniors, you get to spend a moment. It's unconventional, just like everything else, but you did get your moment with your three players and Albert Zhu as well.
You know, it was wonderful to see our student fans here today. They were, you know, maybe the reason it got us over the hump. I know it excited the heck out of our guys and introductions to hear their cheers and to feel their presence and to know their spirit. And I want all of our Davidson fans to understand that, you know, we lost three home games in conference play this year and one non-conference. So we lost four home games this year, which is incredibly abnormal. And that's a pretty good statement about how much we miss them.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. Enjoyed being here with you. Great win this afternoon.
Thanks, Jared. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.